We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, segment number 4. We have an open segment here, so we're going to do something a little different here this morning. We've been transitioning a little bit here on our news department and have a new news reporter here joining us, and his name is Troy Coverdale. Good morning.
It's one of the rare times that the word new is used with me in this business at this point.
Well, yeah, that's because you are an experienced radio broadcaster. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I'm a 1993 grad of Kansas State in broadcast journalism. Had been involved in radio here in the community during my time at Kansas State, working at another station. Was hired, in fact, by one of our cohorts for my first ever true radio job. Back in the day, Mike Tamott over at Sunny 102.5 now hired me for a position back when I was in school. Went on to work in Northeast Kansas in Hiawatha and for 6 years. Moved to Lincoln for a couple of years and have been in Greeley, Colorado for the last 18, working as news and sports director for a radio station out there, as well as the play-by-play voice for the University of Northern Colorado.
Wow. Very cool. And Colorado is such a beautiful area. Did you like your time out there?
Enjoyed our time out there. My wife still refers to the mountains as hers. So, you know, it makes for a tougher move to come back home. But it took some convincing originally to get her to go to Colorado. The mountains sure helped.
Yeah. Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. And you'll hear Troy's voice more here in the news. I believe we have you on later on this afternoon to read some of our newscasts. And I'm really excited because it gives us another voice here on In Focus here once in a while.
And after a year of basically being out of studios, thanks to the coronavirus outbreak, it's good to be back into a radio studio and behind a microphone and doing the things that I enjoy doing in broadcasting and getting back to a sense of normalcy that we've all been seeking here throughout the past year plus.
Yeah. Well, it's a great opportunity to have you on board here because not only are you new here to our station, but you already kind of have a sense of the area a little bit. That's helpful.
But as Dave Lewis pointed out to me in our conversation on Monday, this place has changed so much over the last few years. Manhattan has really dramatically changed from what it had been even when I was a student. And it's eye-opening to view it through the eyes of our niece on my side of the family, who happens to be a student here at K-State right now, or even our nieces and nephews that have been students here in the past few years, a different experience than what maybe I had and what others in my family had when we were in school.
Yeah, and Dave's lived through quite a bit of that himself, the change here.
I have seen a lot of change. You know, when that's just a showing of age.
It is.
That's what it is. But, you know, and, you know, you talk about all the changes, you know, and you said, what, 93 is when you graduated?
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, if you look on campus, there are a lot of changes.
Oh, goodness.
You know, a lot of new buildings on campus, a lot of buildings that have been approved, got obviously, you know, a lot of work that's being done in the athletic world up on campus as well. And NBAF is a big thing, obviously. You know, in the retail environment, the restaurant environment, and we're really proud of locally owned restaurants around here.
One of the nice things about when my folks would visit in Northern Colorado, we would always take advantage of local restaurants. Mm-hmm. We kind of like the fact that we've got that opportunity to continue that trend here, to be able to take part and visit some of the new places that we've never visited and take in new and local restaurants. It wound up being such a big part of what we were doing out there because it's enjoyable to see what concepts are out there and what people are looking at doing now with their restaurants in a local aspect as opposed to the standards that you see in pretty much every place.
And also, you know, the changes in technology with the world of radio.
Yes.
Because in 1993, we were playing cartridges and records and reel-to-reel tapes.
We were still cutting tape.
We had splicing blocks and grease pencils, wax pencils, and just so many different things. And now everything's on computer. And when the computers go down, oh, my God, That's like the worst thing in the world. But, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, and some, you know, you're closing in on 30 years in the business. Yeah. And, you know, it's a different world, obviously. But, you know, the one thing that stands true is in a community like what we have here, with the radio station that we have here, and we're very fortunate, and you can probably attest to this, mm-hmm. we're locally owned. Mm-hmm. We're locally operated, locally managed. And, you know, we're very fortunate. When you compare it to, you know, other cities our size, there's not that equivalency.
Well, just as a prime example, where I was at in Greeley, you're looking at it being a market that is combined with Fort Collins, Colorado, but you have Denver in your backyard, and every Denver signal makes its way into that market. And the station I was working at was an individual. It was a standalone AM owned by a family, but in a market where every other station was either owned by a conglomerate or another conglomerate. And so you found yourself in the midst of a competition against pretty well-backed radio stations at that point.
Yeah. That's a different world.
So sure. Now that you're back in Manhattan, what are you looking forward to most?
Getting to a Kansas State football game.
I knew that was going to be his answer.
It is one.
Yeah.
As a former member of the Pride of Wildcat Land, I'm looking forward to seeing that band in person again.
I did not know that.
Yes. Dr. Trace's first year was my final year as a member of the Pride. So,
what'd you play?
Clarinet.
Okay.
And so,
do you still play?
No.
Yeah. I thought about saying very little. Back bedroom, right?
In fact, it got passed on to family members.
Well, then that works well.
So
too.
Yeah, it there was no way it was going to survive move after move after move. And luckily, we had a couple of nieces who elected to play when they were students in grade school and in high school. So that the clarinet got handed down. And that was perfectly fine by me. But I probably could play Wildcat Victory in Wabash if I did try to pick it up again.
That's like bike riding.
Pretty much, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. To have those by memory. But looking forward to that, looking forward, again, to the fact that, you know, we're close to family. And that's something that we haven't had in our lives for 18 years. Being in Colorado, we didn't have the visits that we would have liked with family members. I mean, this weekend's a great example. We get to celebrate Mother's Day with both mothers. And that was something that wasn't taking place. So that's going to be extremely helpful as well.
Remind me where you grew up.
I grew up Circleville. Those who don't
Tawanda.
Know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's near Holton. I am a graduate of Missile Silo High, if you will, Jackson Heights, and then, of course, came out here to Kansas State. My wife's a Seneca native. Her mother still lives there.
Okay. Well, welcome. We're excited
you.
To have you. And,
thank you.
You know, and it's you know what it's like being in radio for a long time. It's tough to find people with experience, and we're very fortunate to have you and bringing a wealth of experience to the Manhattan broadcasting team.
I'm, as we said, you know, glad to be back in the area, glad to be back home. And while the 18 years in Greeley were wonderful, the world changes. And the opportunity to make this move kind of presented itself in a way that wasn't pleasant originally, but we'll accept it and move on.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you. And of course, you hear some of the other voices on our station. Bill Bernard, he's going to be leaving us here next week. He's actually moving out of the state. Kelsey Bigelow also going. She's a student at Kansas State, and she's going to be coming back in the fall. So she's going to go home for the summer, and we'll welcome her back. She's been a great addition to our team. We really like having her here as well. And of course, Derek Simmons and Sam Henney continue here in a part-time basis as well. So we will end there and tell you what's coming up on the show here for tomorrow. We are going to be talking to our guests from NBAF, and General Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council will join us.
On the other side of CBS News this morning, we have Ken Coleman, then the Dave Ramsey Show, followed by Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon, and the Royals are on the radio tonight. Try to reverse that two-game. Well, yeah, they've had a little bit of a run of bad luck here in the last couple of days.